Hey guys, and welcome to a brand new segment of the podcast called Mind Strong Monday, where each Monday I will bring you tips, strategies, tools, and stories that you can use to overcome your challenges and perform at your best every day. Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Mind Strong Monday. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about how meditation builds a stronger mind. Before we get started, I've got a quick announcement that the Sport Yogi app is now officially live. You can download it on iOS and Android. I'll put both of the links in the show notes. And this app is designed to help you feel and move better as an athlete, taking yoga-based methods and combining them with real sport experience to give you a tool that you can use anywhere, anytime, and it's simple and practical. So head over to the App Store on Apple, or you can head over to the Google Play Store if you're on Android, and you can download the Sport Yogi app now. Like I said, I will leave the link in the show notes. Before we get started, it'd probably be best to just mention why we do meditation. What is the goal of meditation? Now, meditation or mindfulness is about being in the present moment. The idea of removing yourself or getting yourself out of the way, your thoughts out of the way, so that you can be present. And in something like sport, you want to be present so that you are fully engaged with what you're doing. You're not living in the future. You're not dwelling in the past. You are living in the here and now. So my own personal journey with meditation started from yoga. I got into yoga because I physically wanted to feel better. I wanted to improve my flexibility. I wanted to stretch. And ultimately, I just wanted to fix my body. If someone had said to me to go and meditate and sit down for 5 minutes and be with my thoughts, I definitely wouldn't have got into it because it was something that I wasn't into. I thought it was for a certain type of person. I thought you had to be this hippie, like guru, you had to be almost like monk-like, and it definitely wasn't me as an athlete. It was not what I wanted to do. And I didn't feel I had the time. I didn't feel like if I tried it, I was going to get it right. I felt I had too many thoughts. Everything was running through my mind, and I constantly was getting distracted and that I wasn't going to get it right. But when I started doing yoga, there's a moment at the end of a yoga class, if you've ever done one, called Savasana. And it's this period at the end of a yoga class where you allow your body to relax, you allow your mind to relax. And a lot of teachers will use it as a moment to teach meditation, and they'll use a mindfulness meditation right there. And that was my beginning of meditation, my first start to it. And I didn't really engage with it massively to begin with because, again, I just didn't feel like I understood the benefit of it. I didn't feel like I was doing it right. And I just, again, would never really sit down and have this full understanding of why I was doing it and what the outcome for me would be relevant to my life at the time, which was sport. And I always wanted this physical training. I always wanted to feel my body either relax, and I wanted to be physical all the time. I did eventually feel the link between relaxing my body and then my mind relaxing at the same time. So that built the awareness of how my body felt to how my mind was feeling. But I could still never sit down and just meditate and be with my thoughts on my own. And I've been practicing yoga for about 5-6 years now. And it's only really been in the most recent year that I've managed to reframe the idea of meditation. And I want to share this idea and this reframing of meditation that might resonate with you and allow you to see it in a different way and perhaps get involved in it and start putting it into your own life as well. And this reframing is giving it the thought or the idea that it is like bicep curls of the mind. It is training of the mind. And the most common issue that I find, both personally and with people that I teach, is that they get distracted. Something might happen outside of them, or even internally, they might have a thought that comes in that they start to wrestle with, and that distraction throws them off course. And that actually is the good bit. That's the bit you want to understand, and that's the bit you want to recognize. Meditation is about building awareness, about building this self-awareness. And once you become aware of when your mind has become distracted, it's wandered, that moment, and bringing it back to the focus that you have, which may be your breath, it may be an object, it may be a visualization, that moment of recognizing that distraction and bringing it back, that is the bicep curl. That's the strength building of the mind. And as we know with the body, the more bicep curls you do, the stronger your muscles become. And the mind is exactly the same. We treat our mind, and we should treat our mind exactly the same as our body. The more repetitions we do, the stronger it becomes. So the goal being that, yes, we get distracted, but if we get distracted and we run away with that distraction, then we just get lost in thought. Rather than being lost in that thought and running away with that distraction, recognize that your mind has become distracted. You've lost that train of thought, and you then come back to that focus that you have. And again, it could be breathing. It could be the feeling of the rising of the chest, falling of the chest. It could be the air coming in and out through the nose. Whatever that focus point is, coming back to it, and you've done that repetition. And yes, you will get distracted again. You will lose that train of thought again, and that is okay. Don't judge it. Don't get annoyed. Don't get frustrated. Just come back to your focus, do another repetition, and over time, you're going to build that strength. You're going to build that strength of mind, that skill of concentration. Concentration is a skill that needs to be practiced like everything else. And we do this through training our mind through repetition. So in sport, if you are potentially going into a situation, and I would give the example of a football player or soccer player, depending on where you come from in the world, taking a penalty kick. Now, the skill of kicking the ball into the goal, where they're aiming to put the ball in the goal, they would have practiced, hopefully, in training. And when they come to the match and that game situation is under pressure, a load of different feelings and emotions are going to be running through their mind. And the focus that they have of executing that skill could get lost in that distraction. Now, if we were to implement meditation and we were to use meditation as a mind training tool, then we would actually strengthen our ability to recognize those distractions, recognize where our mind is at, recognize that we're lost in thought, and then return to the focus of the executing the skill and going back to the processes that you have in training. So by meditation and by training our minds over and over again, we strengthen our ability to recognize where our mind is at certain points. And hopefully you get to a point where it just happens naturally. You just recognize your mind is lost, and then you come back on task. And you can also use meditation as a form of relaxation as well. So if, again, in sport, your mind might be running the day before and it might be nervous, you might be overwhelmed in thought, or it might be you're dwelling on a performance that's just happened. And you can really use meditation as a form of recognizing your thoughts for what they are, the stories that you're telling yourself, and see them for what they are. I personally will take a minute or so, whether it's before or after a match, and I will just look at my thoughts and see them from a third person, put myself in a bird's eye view, and I'm looking at myself sitting there, breathing, being aware of my thoughts. And I welcome the thought into my mind like it's a person walking into the room, and I greet it, I see it for what it is, and I just tell myself, is this thought true? Is it real? Is it a story that's true? Is it a narrative that I'm just telling myself that potentially isn't true? And then shifting to what I want to think. And that might be then shifting towards a visualization, a mantra, and just the whole process is becoming aware of the thoughts that I'm having and then recognizing them for what they are and coming back to where I want to be and what I want to be focusing on. So that might be a process that you use again before or after your training, your competition, or just again in life in general. But I really encourage you on just taking some time to sit there and be with your thoughts. And the final point I would make is that it hasn't got to be for this extended period of time. Some people think that if you're going to meditate, you've got to do it for 20, 30 minutes a day, and you don't have to. Break it up throughout the day. Just do 1 minute throughout the day in different periods. And by breaking it up, you make it bite-sized. And also, if you do it multiple times throughout the day, then it eventually adds up at the end of the day that you've done that 20 minutes. If you've done it 20 times, it may be 10 minutes, it may be 5 minutes, but just constantly going back to that skill, going back to that repetition every day, you're building upon it. And something is better than nothing, in my opinion. If you're just accessing it and you're just building that awareness, you're doing more than you were if you weren't doing it at all. So don't be hard on yourself if you feel you're not doing it for 20 minutes. You can do it for 1 minute, you can do it for 2 minutes. It doesn't really matter. You're just practicing the skill and building that awareness so that you're able to build that strength, that mental strength through repetition. So hopefully this has helped you out in some way, shape or form. If you want to reach out and get in touch, then you can find me at Lewis Hatchett on Instagram. You can find more of the podcast, lewishatchett.com/podcast. And like I mentioned at the start, the Sport Yogi app is now here. You can download it on iOS and Android. Both of those links are in the show notes. The app is designed to help you feel and move better as an athlete. I cannot wait for you to try it out. Let me know how you're getting on with it. You can also find me on at the Sport Yogi on Instagram. Again, I'll leave the link in the show notes. But once again, thank you for joining me, and I will see you soon.